The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The now largely forgotten story of one of the many Manx people who migrated to America in the 19th century takes us back to the year 1861. This is when Dr. John W. Hughes, a GP, and a young man of good Manx family settled in Cleveland, Ohio, with his Manx wife and their young son, also called John, and where he led an absolutely blameless life at first. But in time he was to commit a sensational and brutal murder and be sent to the gallows for it. In 1865 he met an attractive young woman called Tamsie Parsons, who lived in a village outside Cleveland. The newspapers of the time tell us that Dr. Hughes ran away with her to Pittsburgh, where he bigamously married her. But he was found out, charged with bigamy, and sentenced to a year's imprisonment in the Ohio State Penitentiary. Released on parole, he returned to Cleveland, by which time his wife and son had returned to the Isle of Man. But he was still, it seems, in love with Tamsie, but she wanted nothing to do with him, and after a heavy drinking session, he went to her house, confronted her in the garden, armed with a revolver, and shot her twice, killing her instantly. Then he ran away, drunkenly, into nearby woods, where a police officer and a posse of local citizens found him lying asleep under a bush. In December 1865, he was brought to trial on a charge of murder in the first degree, causing a great sensation throughout Cleveland and Ohio. He pleaded not guilty on the grounds that the killing was not deliberate or premeditated. But the jury found him guilty, and he was committed to Cuyahoga County Jail to await execution by hanging. His execution was reported in meticulous detail by the American and Manx newspapers of the day. In the county jail, he turned to religion. He also tried suicide, having managed to get hold of a dose of morphine, but this was not enough to kill him. Come the day of his execution, he was calm and collected and had a hearty breakfast. Large crowds assembled outside the jail, and, as was the custom in America in those days, a number of other people had tickets which allowed them to go inside and see the execution for themselves. While they were there waiting, Hughes, manacled and smoking a cigar, mingled with them and chatted in what is described as a relaxed and easy way. But at 12:35 p.m. on February the 9th, 1866, he mounted the scaffold. There he was allowed to make a speech, which was an expression of regrets for his sins with heavy religious overtones. Now, this went on and on, and after 15 minutes of it, the impatient hangman had to urge him to get on with it. After all this, a black hood was placed over his head, the lever was pulled, and the trapdoor on which he was standing opened underneath him, and down he went. The newspapers reported that his death was swift. Dr. John Hughes was an interesting man in many other ways. His family in the Isle of Man were well-to-do with a private estate in the north of the island. He went to public school, and in the Crimean War in 1853 he joined the British Army and was wounded at the Battle of Balaclava. After an honourable discharge, he went on to qualify as a doctor at the Royal College of Surgeons in Edinburgh in 1857, going to America with his family 4 years later. There he took part in the American Civil War as a member of the Union Army, until President Lincoln singled him out to set up a military hospital for black soldiers. Yes, a truly remarkable man. Do Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde come to mind?